www.ReverendDave.org.
The ban continues in Wisconsin, and the fear of a government shutdown looms at large. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Depending on where you live, either you were getting out the snowblower or the rake. Some getting suntans, others getting the winter burn. Yeah, you know you can get sunburn in the winter. Skiing, have you ever done that? You don't put anything on, no sunblock, and all of a sudden you come out, you take off those goggles. Woo! You get the raccoon eyes. Yep. Newbies forget to do that. But I know you're not any newbies out there. You know what you're doing. So strange weather patterns, but that's the norm. And always Mother Nature. We are always talking about Mother Nature on this show, aren't we? She is wicked. She can be nice, she can be wicked. Some of us got the nice treatment. Some of us got the wicked treatment, particularly if you're living in the Dakotas or Minnesota. Yeah, we're talking blinding snow, cancellations of flights, all that kind of good stuff that normally happens when you have a blizzard. Yeah. So right at the top, how about the big moment for a young 20-year-old rookie? Maybe you were housebound. Maybe you're just a motorhead, so you tuned in anyway. You might have seen Trevor Bayh winning the Daytona 500 on Sunday. How huge for this young man. Listen to the call and what he had to say afterwards.
Trevor Bayh playing defense. He's out in front at age 20. He's going to win the 53rd Daytona 500. Trevor Bayh gets the win for the Wood Brothers.
Wow, man, I can't even describe it. I mean, this is our first time ever coming here, so to win it our first time, I mean, I feel a little undeserving, but these Wood Brothers guys with this 21 car, I mean, they're the oldest team in NASCAR, so for them to get this win, man, it's just unbelievable, and God has just lined us up together. I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever experienced, and it's so cool. I felt like I was in the worst possible place I could be, leading on the last lap, if that makes any sense, but coming out of turn four, I said, there is no way we're leading this Daytona 500, out of turn four, coming to the checkered, and then we had an incredible pusher, like I said, from the 47, and I was kind of worried when David Reagan had to do the black flag penalty there. I thought we lost our help and we were going to be in trouble, but it just worked out awesome for us.
All right, awesome for the young man Bayh. Wow, rookie driver, that's huge. It's always fun when the underdog or the unknown, he's certainly the unknown, gets across the finish line and with the huge win, because the Daytona 500 in NASCAR, for those of you who don't know auto racing or could care less, I'm going to give you this little piece of information. It's like the Super Bowl, only it's at the beginning of the season. Crazy, huh? But it's huge. It's a tough ticket to get in sports. Just as a side note, when we're talking about all this cutting, did you know that last week, the House voted to let the Pentagon continue using taxpayer money to sponsor NASCAR race teams. Uh-huh, it's true. There was a Minnesota congresswoman, her name's Betty McCollum, who wanted that stopped, said, why are we doing this? But by a 281-148 vote, they rejected her measure to try to stop the money from flowing there. The Army's spending $7 million. The Air Force and the National Guard are spending money, too. They put decals, as you know, on race cars, and a few drivers have things on them for their appearances. And the idea is they hope that's going to attract recruits, that if they do that, that might attract them. However, the Navy guys and the Marine guys stopped doing the whole NASCAR thing because they said they didn't know whether they really worked or not. They couldn't ever get the return on the investment for sure. They didn't know. But the Pentagon gets to keep on keeping on. So they're going to spend the Air Force, the National Guard, all that stuff. Wow. So how much did I say? $7 million. I guess that's a drop in the bucket when we're trying to slice and dice. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you? Dan, are you on your headset again?
I'm putting my headphones down.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to report a scam that's going on towards senior citizens like myself to start with. They target men that are by themselves, and they don't pick on anybody that's driving a bucket seat vehicle. It has to be a full seat vehicle. But these scantily clad, well-endowed young ladies come up to your vehicle and they wash your windows real quick with a squirter bottle and towels and lots of elbow grease and lots of distraction, shall we say. Okay, so then you try to pay them and they say, no, could we just get a ride to McDonald's? So you offer to give them a ride to McDonald's, and as you're going, one of them says to you on the far side, she says, could you pull up for just a minute? And you do. The one in the middle undoes her safety belt, whips off her top, and crawls on top of you and starts hugging you and kissing you and fondling you. And it's mind-blowing. And all of a sudden, man, they jump out of the car. She puts her top back on. They run down the road laughing. And I didn't realize it until it was too late, but they got my wallet.
Oh, you silly man, you.
Yeah, you know.
You were lured into the trap.
Yeah, so far I've lost 3 wallets this week to these girls. Gotcha, Kate.
You are so silly.
Okay. There was this guy at this big box store down in Alabama, and this guy pulls up, and he's got this 12-foot tires on this giant dump truck with a crane on top of it. And he gets out with this elevator step that's powered electrically, and he steps off, and he's about 6'8", weighs about 300 pounds. He's got this giant .475 gun, Holland & Holland, double barrel. And the guy says, my God, man, what's going on? And he says, well, I'm from your Rogue Elephant Patrol. He says, there's no Rogue Elephants in Birmingham, Alabama. He says, yeah, I've been doing a real good job.
Your jokes are good, I gotta admit. Keep the jokes coming, Dan.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't go away. What do you think about this teacher strike thing there in Wisconsin?
Wow, here's what I think. I can't believe I don't think I've ever seen this many people that organized compounding, bashing against Minnesota, Madison, rather. Because I mentioned I've been to Madison a few times, and that place is just crawling with teachers. Here's what's bad. I'm iffy on the unions. I've seen unions work, and I've seen unions take advantage. And the bottom line is, in the case of this governor, he's saying, look, what do you want us? We got to cut, baby. We're losing jobs. So you got a choice. This is what we're going to cut out. And so if we cut out this part of the collective bargaining agreement, which other people who don't have the unions covered are paying that much more, we'll be able to save jobs anyway. Otherwise, thousands of jobs are going by the wayside.
Wow.
So pick your poison.
Yeah.
Do the thousands of jobs go by the wayside, or do you cut off the collective bargaining agreements?
Yeah, I agree with you. I more or less was the same idea that you are. I've got another little joke for you real quick.
There was this
gentleman being interviewed by this agent that was trying to find out if he could qualify for Social Security. He asked him how old he was, and he said he really didn't know. So the guy says, well, do you remember World War II? He said, well, yeah, I remember World War II. He said, do you remember World War I? He says, yeah, I remember World War I. So the guy got a little bit flippant with him. He says, well, do you remember the fall of the Roman Empire? And he says, I reckon I did hear something drop.
Touche, thanks. Coming up, who was the most popular president ever? As it is President's Day, we're going to tell you next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow.
So a lot of people had a three-day weekend celebrating President's Day. And a recent poll, Gallup does one. They do one every year. And the Gallup poll puts Reagan with 19% getting the top spot. Yeah, Reagan, the most popular president. He also was the top guy in 2001 and 2005. In fact, he's been in the top three 8 times since Gallup started asking who the greatest president was in 12 years. You know, it's funny because lately I'm in an effort to really give this show a little bit of everything and to look at things from all points of view. And just last week we had a top Democratic strategist on, and he said that he goes back and he looks at some of the things that Reagan did and he can't believe it, saying the way he some of what happened during his time in office, the way he dealt with people, and some of his speeches said he definitely was one of the greatest. And this is a guy whose job has been to get elected Democratic candidates. He said, yeah, one of the best ever. And I realize that the more I go back and I start to look at how Reagan got elected and what people thought and how he handled situations. So anyway, so Reagan, 19%. Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, 14%. Bill Clinton had 13%. I'm sure Dan in Texas loves that. He's a big Clinton fan. John F. Kennedy was on top in 2000 and tied with Lincoln in 2003. Came in fourth this time. And George Washington, fifth on the list. Washington. So how about that? four of the five most recent presidents are in the top ten. Obama, number seven, George W. Bush, number ten, and I already mentioned the Clinton and Reagan. So it's not surprising the results pretty much go along partisan lines. If they're Democrats, they went for a Democrat. They're Republican, they went for a Republican. They choose their own party. And independents name Lincoln and Reagan as their top choices. Who do you think was the... This is... It's such a tough question, really, if you really think about it. Not if you just splurt on the... Right off the top of your head. But if you really think about it, who is the best president of all time? Who's the best president of all time? That's a tough question. I think you have to put Reagan in there for sure. He's got to be one of the top... He's got to be one of the top presidents for different reasons. I think that you have to put the old guys in there because they made it happen. I'd put Washington in the mix. Maybe I would put Washington top. Maybe. It's a tough question because I can look at every president and I can pick out things I loved about them. And I can pick out, I mean, I can pick out presidents I absolutely didn't agree with their policies, but I can pick out some presidents and say, wow, this was good, this was good, this was good, this was right on, this was great, this happened, he had to weather this, whatever, and then there'd be a few things that would probably peg him, you know, I would pull him down a few marks. There's a great documentary on Ronald Reagan that I just saw that was fascinating. I'm going to say it's on HBO. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. I'll come up with it. Because, he would have turned 100, so there was a lot done on that. And it was interesting to see the people they interviewed in it, because once again, there were Democrats. I mean, there were liberal Democrats, and then there were conservatives, obviously. But that's playing to the, that's preaching to the choir. But he did, in looking backwards, he did have a lot of Democrats now who look at what Reagan did and said, oh, okay. I get it. I mean, this makes sense. Okay, this worked, right? But you might go back to the early years. Your vote might go for the early guys. If you read any, I'll tell you a great book to read. Great book to read if you're a history fan. I'm a history fan. My favorite subject in school is always history. You know, because the whole history repeats itself, and learning what happened way back when. Never pick a time, pick an era, and always fascinating to me was the very beginnings of this country. 1776 is a great read. David McCullough's book, John Adams, is a great read. Founding Brothers is a great read. All about the Ben Franklin, Tom Jefferson, John Adams, all about that. All about the doings and the formation of the government and everything that happened in the beginning. And it's fascinating because when you think of it, it's like looking at the Middle East and now how everything has exploded in the Middle East. And you think of these dictatorships, what's happened in Tunisia. And once again, skating away with all the money, the dictator there. Mubarak skating away with the money there, and now trying to backtrack and investigate. And then you think of how America was formed and wanting to get away from a dictatorship and oppression. And it's magical to read. If you read any of those books that I gave out, read The Founding Brothers. You probably can get it for a song somewhere. It is excellent. And you really get that sense. I think they even did some kind of a television thing on it, but you really get that sense of the bickering, the jealousies, the problems, and trying to establish policy and trying to come up with stuff. And it's just fascinating. It's just a fascinating read. I'm going to make a hard left turn in honor of NASCAR and the fact that they just had the Daytona 500. And talk about this, because if anything, if you've listened to America Tonight, even for 10 minutes, or I'll say an hour, you probably know nothing gets under my skin more than the situation with our brothers to the south of Mexico. And Juarez, and Ciudad Juarez, since I spent a ton of time there when I was a television reporter in El Paso. And I can't believe what's happened going over that Zaragoza Bridge. I wouldn't go over there. I wouldn't have anyone I know go over there. 53 people were killed in just 72 hours. That's how bad it's gotten. They say it's one of the deadliest three-day periods that they can remember in the city of Juarez's history. And here we go again. Four cops were killed from three different agencies in Mexico. It started on Thursday and went all the way through the weekend. Friday, they said, was one of the worst days. 20 people were killed then. You had a municipal police officer who was killed by an assassin who belonged to a band of carjackers. And then you had a state police investigator who was executed on his drive home. And then a highway police officer on Saturday was killed by a driver. And another officer who was shot 10 times at close range. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's happened in Mexico. Somebody said to me, somebody wrote me a note, because I say this, as I spent lots of time all over Mexico, in just cities over the border, and then deep into Mexico, and then also in the play areas. I call them the play areas, the Mexican Riviera. And how many Americans and how many Europeans listening to this show choose to go to Acapulco and other resort towns? And I would say be very careful, because even over the weekend, they reported that 13 taxi drivers, think about it, were killed in Acapulco. And that started on Friday. And they think that it was drug traffickers, at least there, behind the violence with the taxi cabs. They set the cars on fire. They destroyed street lights and security cameras. Not to get too gross for all of you, but among the bodies they found, a human head was just found on the street, and then another body near one of the taxis. And I would say you're rolling the dice if you take a trip to some of these places. Sadly, I say that as somebody who spent a lot of time in Mexico with some really wonderful people. But the spike in the violence, and Juarez seems to be the worst, but not the only place where people are ending up in the middle of this. And I fear for Americans and Europeans and others that go there that you get caught in the crosshairs of this. It hasn't happened too much yet, but I'd say that there's going to come a day in the not too distant future where sadly I'm going to come on the air and say, guess what happened? Because there's no guarantee. I'm sure if you go to the State Department's website, they warn about travels to Mexico. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We can count this time around. You know, the new chairman of the Republican National Committee, who needs Michael Steele, has raised $3.5 million. That's in 2 weeks. 2 weeks on the job. That's pretty good. And his name is Rince Priebus, and he's been working with donors, I guess, since January 14th to repair all those relationships that fell to the bottom of the sea under his predecessor, Michael Steele. So the RNC tells the Federal Elections Commission that it has $21.4 million in debt at the end of January. He says that the Priebus says that the RNC is still getting bills from Steele's tenure, and the real number is actually probably higher. In all, the Republican National Committee brought in $5.7 million in January. They got $2.1 million in the bank. Ooh, that seems like nothing. You know why it seems like nothing? How do you think the Dems are doing? The Democratic National Committee, they say they raised $7.2 million in January. You know how much they have in debt? $16.8 million in debt. You know how much they have in the bank? $9.1 million. They have $9.1 million in the bank. Yeah, somebody's doing something right over there. So the Republicans need to get it together. They need to balance their budgets and I think that this kid is pretty sharp and probably it sounds like he's gonna return it and turn things turn things around. He's gonna, in other words, he's going to be able to hit that break-even point and beyond. How long does that take him? 8 weeks, 10 weeks? Maybe 10 weeks. Probably 10 weeks. How about this? When you complain about family, think of this guy. Can you imagine this family? And they all, and here's the thing, they live in a 100-room mansion. I was reading one of the English papers today. The world's biggest, they did a story, the world's biggest family, the man has 39 wives, 94 children, and 33 grandchildren. You cannot make this stuff up. He is the head. His name is Ziona Chana, and he's got 94 children, 14 daughters-in-law. Woo, that's a lot of people. 100 rooms, a four-story house. And this is a family from India. The wives sleep in giant communal dormitories. That is a lot of family. Oh, that's too much family. And this is radio, but if you could just see how big this mansion is. I mean, it's huge. And what's interesting is he says he feels like God's special child because he's given him so many people to look after, and he thinks that he's the luckiest man to be the husband of 39 women and the head of the world's largest family. And on any particular evening, you can see these kids and grandkids plucking 30 chickens and peeling 132 pounds of potatoes and boiling 220 pounds of rice. By the way, Chana is the head of a sect that allows members to take as many wives as he wants. Polygamy just done in another place in the world. Wow, that 39 wives. I mean, guys, really. Anybody out there would want to have 39 wives? That's a lot. 39? I happened to read this story over the weekend, too, about a couple that shoplifted from a Safeway store. They did it in Portland, and you say, yeah, so they shoplifted. How much did they get? This was the shocking part. I thought I was misreading it. $5 million. That's how much they've stolen over a couple of years, and they've gotten away with it. The guy's like 52 years old. The woman's 20 years younger. They were arraigned in court because they finally got caught. They started tracking them a couple of months ago because there were suspicions that they were shoplifting. And what they would get is, I mean, just common things like shampoo and teeth whitener and conditioners and DVDs and CDs. And I guess they started to notice they would come in and buy something small. And then this other stuff would go missing, too. And somehow someone started to notice that it was odd that when they came in and kind of spotted them lifting something. And it led to surveillance that they thought that they had been involved in more than just a couple of little lifts here and there. It turns out that it was 103 thefts between November 19th and January 14th. Wow. Wow, they would go to a bunch of Safeway stores a day, then shoplift. They actually used a shopping list for what they were getting, and they stole $400,000 a year over several years, so that's how you get your $5 million total. Safeway placed a tracking device on a van that they drove, and whenever the van was driven to a Safeway, surveillance videos were carefully scrutinized. That's how they were able to figure out who it was. Somebody saw them lifting something, suspected more, and then they were able to get that device on the car. See, you never know who's watching. Crime doesn't pay, ultimately, for a few things that added up. Let me get those razor blades. I'm just going to get them for free. Let me get that DVD. I really have to see that movie. Was it worth it? And the answer is, of course it's not worth it. And so somebody spots them and knows that it's not right. So something's wrong and figures, I keep seeing these people, and poof, next thing you know, they're able to nab them on all these other things. Woo! $5 million from a grocery store. That's crazy. Did you get your invitation in the mail to the royal couple's wedding. It'll be one of the weddings of the century, I'm sure. Do you know they've invited 1,900 guests? 1,900 guests. And the Obamas are not on the list. Well, they, you know, when you get married, you got to cut the list somewhere. They haven't released officially, you know, a lot of the names, except for that it's just leaking out a little bit. Of course, you've got David and Victoria Beckham. I mean, why wouldn't you invite them, right? You have the obvious family members, but I guess not all the guests at the service get to go to the Buckingham Palace reception. So you've got politicians and charity workers and celebrities, and you know, this wedding happens on April 29th. In the front pews, the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, the Prince of Wales, the Duchess of Cornwall, and best man, Prince Harry. And then the woman he's marrying, Kate Middleton, her family. About 600 relatives, friends, and other dignitary types. And just about 300, they say, will stay at the palace for the evening dinner, which is followed by dancing and whatever else they do. But they have pretty strict regulations about what's to leak out and all that other sort of stuff. So they had to really pick through the guest list. Do we really care? Do we care who's going to the royal wedding? And the answer is no, except for that of all the foreign dignitaries, the Obamas weren't on the list. They didn't make the cut for some reason. They might not know them. They might not know the kid well enough. I thought, didn't Michelle Obama hit it off with the Queen Mom or something? I thought I read that somewhere a long time ago. Oh, well. I'm sure it's not the worst snub that they've ever faced when it comes to a royal family gathering for a wedding where they don't really know the kid that's getting married. The prince. I didn't really know the prince that well. All right, it's typical in this show. We bounce, we zig and zag all over the place from the funny stuff to the really serious, sad stuff. And, you know, I hate not to mention what's happening in Afghanistan. And I feel like we haven't talked about Afghanistan that much. But there was another attack, and probably the deadliest in Afghanistan in a long time, killed 38 people, a Taliban attack, of course, on a bank in a prickly area in eastern Afghanistan, killed 38 people, wounded about 70 others. That happened on Sunday. And five suicide bombers dressed, and this is the key. You know, who notices this? The five bombers were dressed in police and army uniforms. They had machine guns. They stormed a Kabul bank and on Saturday, and they initiated a standoff with the people that were there, the security that was there. It lasted for several hours, and NATO said it was going to send in a assessment team to investigate the allegations by the governor that the coalition forces killed about 50 civilians during ops over the last few days. You know, they're wondering where they're getting their numbers and are having a tough time believing it. So they're sending people in to look a little bit closer to what happened at the bank. Okay, how about this one? This is a good note to end on for We Can Count. They say speaking two languages may delay getting Alzheimer's. So if you speak another language, you speak two languages, good for you. They say mastering a second language can pump up your brain, and it delays the possibility of Alzheimer's. Scientists threw that out. A psychology professor did a bunch of research at York University in Toronto, and they say bilingualism helps fend off Alzheimer's. They studied about 450 Alzheimer's patients, and all had the same impairment at the same time of the diagnosis. That were bilingual seemed to stave it off a little bit longer. I don't know if that gives you any hardcore results.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Wait to see. It'll drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Coming up on our next show, our next America Tonight on Monday, best excuses ever to get out of anything. I bet you have a boatload of excuses, America, and those of you listening to us outside of the States, I bet you've got maybe better ones. I'm just saying. Best excuses ever. Matt, do you remember your best excuse ever for getting out of school, work, or something else? A date? I have no car. I cannot pick you up. That's a good one, right? I'm just going to give him an excuse. I know people that when they've been stopped by police officers, they've said that they're pregnant and they feel sick and you know, that's why they did X, Y, Z, and it's worked. And there's a lot of good police excuses, but sometimes they don't wash. So you have to be careful about that. And we've got a whole list of them. You may have a good list. If you have a good list, send it to me at americatonight.net. So we'll be talking more about the presidents, too. Some all-time greatest quotes out of the mouths of various presidents in honor of the tail end of President's Day. This is a big deal. Muammar Gaddafi, would you think he is long for this world or short for this world? the government unrest there is the same that we've seen in some other places in the Middle East, and it has spread to Tripoli. The protesters have seized military bases and weapons as well. Gaddafi's son went on state television, in fact, to proclaim that his father is in charge, his father remains in charge with the army's backing, and they're going to fight till the last man, the last woman, the last bullet, so don't even try it. Forget about it. Saif al-Assam Gaddafi, in the first comments that have been made since there's been these 6 days of demonstrations, told the people, look, you're risking it all. You do this civil war, and oil, the oil wealth, of course, will be burned, but he's saying, go ahead, bring it on, but you're gonna find that the security is gonna fire on you, and they're not stopping. They're not gonna stop it, and that's what happened. The security fired on the demonstrators and even funeral marchers, and it was pretty bad. 60 people on Sunday were killed, but since the whole thing started, about 200 people or so have been cut down, gunned down. And this is Libya's response, definitely the harshest of any of the Arab countries. I mean, they're just whacking the protesters. Let's whack them. We'll just turn the fire on them. Muammar Gaddafi, what he's saying is, we're not Tunisia and Egypt. We're not Tunisia and Egypt, just so you know. And the armed forces are with me. Tens of thousands are heading here, and they're going to fight. They're going to fight. What was interesting is when the son got up and spoke, it was kind of a rambling affair where he was trying to get together what he was saying, and he seemed a little bit confused, but he gave a 40-minute speech, and he kept coming back to the, we'll be here till the last man standing, we're not leaving. We're not doing it, we're going to be here, period. And that's it. Libya, just so you know, has the largest oil reserves with 44 billion barrels, if we count as of January of last year. And that sounds like a lot, but if you look at the other OPEC people, the other folks that are in OPEC, it's relatively smaller. Libya produced 1.57 million barrels of oil a day in January. So it's behind Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, the UAE, Kuwait, Venezuela, Nigeria, and Angola, too. But still, not a good thing. I mean, not a good thing to see what's popping up as far as the Middle East is concerned. And what's interesting is some people have said, well, why are we there anyway? Screw it. Why don't we just pull everyone out? Let's just get out of there. And I mean, this is dismal what's happening. Let's just pull it out. Let's just take everyone out. I mean, it's, you know, in a perfect world, that sounds like an easy solution, but it's not the right solution for now. There's no way. And I don't know that that ever is the solution. In fact, I would dare say it's not the solution, because we have to play nice with the Middle East. There has to be an ally or two. Would you really want Iran to be left on its own devices, Ahmadinejad, which really essentially he is. He's the little man who's been threatening for a long time, but still, I don't think so. I don't think you want the Middle East to not have some American presence. As much as the wars and the frustrations and the money spent and the lives and all of that, I get it. I'm right there with you on that. But the problem is it's too late. We've opened that Pandora's box. We've already walked down that road. And again, you think of futuristic problems and being able to have the access, being able to trace, being able to have CIA agents, being able to know and get intelligence and find out what's happening and ultimately what could affect the United States Yeah, you got to have access. So you got to have friends. So you got to have a presence. You have to have some sort of presence in the Middle East. You cannot completely ditch the Middle East, although it sounds very tempting, doesn't it? I get it. Absolutely. Here's another quick reminder for all of you that are flying into parts of the Midwest, especially into Minnesota, St. Paul. You better check to make sure your flight's not canceled. I mean, even before the storm slammed into Minneapolis, Delta canceled 700 flights to and from the Twin Cities because they knew it was going to be bad. And then other airlines thinned out schedules, too. And they were smart to do it because the storm has dumped snow all over Minneapolis, 15, 20 inches in some cases. They say it's going to be snowing even throughout the rest of the morning hours. I imagine that even with as prepared as they are in Minneapolis with snow plows and everything else, it might be messy, particularly in the suburbs. It could be pretty gnarly because they can't certainly hit every single road. And with the snow still falling and that many areas hit, they're not going to all be dug out. Some of the areas of the city will be, but not everything will be cleared out. So just be careful if you're just a word to the wise. If you have to jump into the madness, just take heed and pack your patience because you might really have to crawl along some of those streets. And the way it's looking, that white blinding snow in your face where you can't see. If you're being honest, you really can't see in front of your face. So those dismal conditions don't make it an easy commute. And you could be the best driver in the world, but it's the idiots around you. It's the others that are trying to just floor it and think they can pass you that spin out and then freak out that cause a lot of the problems. We covered the oil spill, of course, it seemed like forever, from April all the way through to September, the BP oil spill I'm talking about. And they're saying from Washington that the oil from the BP spill is stuck on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. Scientists took video and slides and says that the oil isn't degrading as was hoped and has decimated life on parts of the sea floor. Now, that report contradicts a recent report by the BP spill compensation guy that was appointed as the czar, that nearly all is going to be done and fined by 2012. There was a science conference in Washington on Saturday, and marine scientist Samantha Joy of the University of Georgia showed her results and said, look, here's the submarine dives around the spill site, and look, we went all over the place in the summer, and you look at the oil and the residue, and it's not gone. We've got a bottleneck. The complete opposite of what we're being told from Washington. Do you think's telling the truth?